Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beth Ross is here. I'm glad she's here, too. Beth is a certified executive career coach, and that's what she does. She helps people on both sides of the desk, the hirer and the hiree, do a better job of connecting with each other and getting the messages across both ways, what the opportunity offers and what you offer that opportunity if you happen to be the interviewee. And she has a PhD and a master's degree from the University of Boulder, and but I think the thing that she's probably the most proud of is that she's a member of my Brain Trust. Beth Ross, welcome back to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Beth, as always. Talk to us about this thing you've been working on recently about the power of information. Tell us what you mean by that and how this actually plays out in the marketplace.
Yeah, it plays out big time. Right now, in 2012, remember this, your power is information. And if you would like to email me with so that I'll have your return email, I will send you a tip sheet on this whole business of your power is information. And my email is beth@bethross.com.
So what is this? Tell us what you mean by this.
What I mean by this is you've got to think differently about interviewing now. The purpose of any interview is, believe it or not, it's never to get a job. It's to get the next meeting. This is why information is so important. If you can start out identifying decision makers and convince them with your enthusiasm and background that you're worthy of an interview, tell them, I know you don't have a job necessarily for me, but I respect what you and your company's doing. I want to get your advice about who to talk to next. This is how you build a network. This is what I mean about information being power. These are people that you'll be talking to for years and years, and hopefully they'll be talking to you too. Start that informational network because it's a wonderful way to suddenly find out. You know, they're always talking about the hidden job market. There is that hidden job market. Some jobs are never posted. A job is open because there's a need.
Tell us a little bit more about how to approach this, though. I'm still not sure I understand what you mean when you talk about. I mean, obviously, I know what information means, but talk to us a little bit more about who is this person? Are you talking about the interviewee, the person who's looking for a job?
Yes, I can be talking. Yes, I am. I'm talking
okay.
about the person who's been looking for a job, and he or she has been sending. You know, answering all the postings on the internet, and they're going into the trash, it must be, because they're not hearing back.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to open new conduits of information, new visibility for themselves. This is a wonderful way. Depends on what the position is, of course. But say if you're in even a small town, and you know there's a decision maker there, and you suspect there could be a job there, but there's nothing listed on the internet. Listen, they don't list all the postings. Absolutely. So finding out what you can find out because somebody thinks, oh my gosh, look what a wonderful job this person did of presenting who they are. I'm going to tell my friend Tom about this person. Or I'm going to give this young man or young lady or a person in front of me, even older person in front of me, a name. And if you've got a name, it opens doors. It'll get you in
mm-hmm.
for further interviews.
Decades ago, I was still in college, and I got laid off from a part-time job that I had, and I needed to work. And so I called. I went to see two people that I knew who worked at Sears. This was back when Sears was a big deal in every town in America.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to see two people who were division managers. They were friends of the family. And this was during a recession. I won't tell you which one because it was a long time ago. but I went to see them and I said, "I'm looking for a job. Are they looking for to hire anybody here at Sears?" Both of them said, "Oh no, they're not hiring here. Things are tough." And so I listened to them, but I didn't pay attention to them. And I went back to the assistant manager's office, fill out an application, and talked to the assistant manager, and he hired me.
Amazing.
I wanted to know what they had to say. All they did was to convince me that I had to kick it into another gear. They gave me information. They gave me information that you know, if I was going to get a job there, I was going to have to do something other than just show up and give them my because the first thing they did was ask me to fill out a resume, an application. And the lady said, "Okay, thank you. We'll call you." And I said, "Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Who do I talk to?"
Yeah, she said, "That line we'll call you."
Yeah, I said, "Who do I talk to?" She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I want to talk to somebody about a job." And that was how I got the job.
Good for you.
But the point is the information I got was negative information. It was powerful information because it told me
what I needed to do. You had opened a door. You had created visibility. All this stuff is going to be on my tip sheet about how to get meaningful interviews. Interviewing has become very, very competitive and very different from what it's been in the past. And again, this business of information being your power and enthusiasm.
We saw the other day that people are going to not even accept resumes anymore. You're basically going to have to do a video resume, so to speak. Beth, we got to take a quick break. Tell the audience how they can get that tip sheet from you again, please.
You email me, beth@bethross.com.
Beth, and ask for the tip sheet on the power of information.
I have two tip sheets I will send you. The one, 10 Secrets for Successful Interviewing in 2012, and the other one is Your Power is Information
and those
in 2012.
10 tips we're going to talk about after this break, folks. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.